All right, so here we go. Tom Buell here at the beach on an afternoon getaway. And here's why I'm getting away, because if you haven't noticed, the coronavirus is being talked about continuously on social media, continuously on the news channels, continuously out there. And what's happening as business owners? What's happening is plans are changing. What's happening is events are being canceled. What's happening is NBA seasons are being closed. What's happening is planes are not being allowed in from certain countries. So as a business owner, you have to apply the three things that I learned in the Marine Corps. The three words are improvise, adapt, and overcome. Just like the A-team from back in the 80s. Remember at the end of the A-team, I love it when a plan comes together. Plans never go to plan. So guess what? This is something that was unplanned yet is happening. And you as a business owner have to improvise, adapt, and overcome. I have a friend, actually a few friends, that just canceled an event with multiple thousands of people that were coming to it, that they worked ridiculously hard, put millions of dollars into getting the advertising out to get the attendees there. They just had to cancel it. So here's huge amounts of time, energy, resources put into their plan that the carpet got pulled out from under them, not because of some weird twist in the business world, but some weird twist in this whole virus thing, this whole mass hysteria. So out of their control, the event was just canceled. Now, I just did an event in DC last week where we had 120 people come in from all over the world. That was last week. Had it been this week, I have been verified that it would not have occurred. 1 week later, so literally this time last week, I was flying out to DC and that amazing event was about to unfold. 1 week later, today, it would not have happened. It would have been canceled. So what does this mean as a business owner? You have to improvise, adapt, and overcome. What this means is you have to look at and look for the solutions, not what the problem is. Regardless of whatever's happening, you have to stay focused on, okay, here's my desired outcome. With this new information, what's changed? How can we still get to that desired outcome amidst all these changes? Focus on the solution, not the problem. Give your time and attention on thinking, okay, this changes the plan that we had in place because we had live events that were actually going to be people in the rooms. If that's not able to occur, how and what are we going to call an audible to make something happen where we can still get that message to those end users without having them meet physically in a room? So I see some comments coming in here. Rob Burns, what's up? Hoorah, hoorah for sure. Michael Neal, what's up, man? So the bottom line is, in business, we have to continually press forward, one step after the next. And there's going to be challenges, sometimes seemingly insurmountable challenges. And we have to think and we have to reach out to our friends. You know, we all have our own circle of smart friends that we're reaching out to, say, hey, I'm in this predicament. Based upon where I am, here are the possible solutions I've found that have come to mind. What am I missing? What's something that I'm currently not seeing? And reaching out to those friends, they're going to share from their perspective, hey, well, did you think of this? What about this? How about this? So reach out to your circle of friends. But the bottom line is, from my Marine Corps training, we still have the mission. We still have the belief that our product and service definitely serves the people that we have as clients and we have as prospects. And I'm not going to throw the towel in and not get my message out there to solve the problems that my prospects and clients have. I just have to become more resourceful. I have to become more creative to figure out, well, the old game plan isn't able to be implemented, so what's the new game plan? And never throw that towel in, just continually expand into resourcefulness, continually tap into what is possible? What are the possibilities for this challenge that can lead us to that desired outcome still being attained? So this has to put the thinking cap on. Now, the good news is, as Henry Ford said, thinking is one of the most hard and difficult jobs in the world. That's why so few people do it. See, this is where the thinking comes in. This is where the resourcefulness comes in. This is where your problem-solving capabilities and abilities come in to help you separate yourself from the rest and still deliver that value to your clients, possibly in a different manner. So I'm just sharing this with you to let you know, yes, obstacles are going to be there. Challenges are going to be there. Yes, plans never go to plan or rarely do go to plan. You have to have that resourcefulness, that commitment, that dedication to say, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes to deliver the value, the products and services that I have for that target audience that I serve, because if I don't, they're left hanging out, you know, on the cliff without someone to get and give them that proper value, that proper guidance. So use your resourcefulness, use your influence, use your network of friends, and tap into that and start asking those questions that can be more focused on the solution. And you know what? This too shall pass. You know what? This too has a solution. And it's also true that the bigger the problems, the bigger the challenges, the bigger the rewards that are there waiting for the people who are able to solve those larger challenges. And I know you're one of those people, because I only attract amazing people to my world. So congratulations on seeing this. Congratulations on not getting caught up in the downward spiral of negativity, which, hey, this is no joke. I mean, this is shaking up the economy. This is shaking up lives. This is a serious matter, you know, not to make light of. However, we have to circle back to, what can I control? I can control my thoughts, my words, my actions. I can't control what the government does. I can't control what certain large companies do. I can only control what I do with my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my emotions. And I know that I'm a kick butt problem solver. I know that I have the resourcefulness. I know that I have the network that I can tap into to brainstorm and come up with ideas to get me from here to where I know I need to be, even though the old plan that would have got me there is irrelevant at this moment. So I just wanted to plant this seed out there to let you know you've got this. Yes, it's gonna take putting that thinking cap on. Yes, it's gonna take sitting down with a pen and a piece of paper to draw out all the possibilities, and then figure out which one has the highest probability to get you from where you are to where you want to be. The highest probability for you and your company to deliver that value in a manner that only you and your company can do. And then implement it and go out there and make that difference. So I see some more comments coming in. What do we say here? Jeff Hoff, what's up, man? Good to see you. Rob Burns, Virtual Summit. Yes, Rob Burns, great stuff, man. Hey, this is just some inspiration. I know you've got this. I know that this is all going to be something that we look back on and like, wow, can you believe all that happened? Well, the good news is I was able to improvise, adapt, and overcome and come up with an alternate plan slash strategy and implementation that helped me still get to the finish line, just in a different manner. You've got this. Make sure you leave your comments. Make sure you reach out to me. I've got a actual, you know, in my Marine Corps time, I was the number one honor graduate from boot camp for my platoon. I was meritoriously promoted 3 times in 4 years. And as a leader, you have to recognize, hey, it is what it is. We still have the mission to get there. Well, the plan's out the window. Now what are we gonna do? And what we're not gonna do is sit around and do nothing. What we're going to do is do something. We just have to figure out what that something is and take that first step, take that second step, and continually improvise, adapt, and overcome one step at a time. So don't ball up in a ball and, you know, become actionless. Gain some clarity on, okay, out of all these possibilities, this is the thing that I feel has the highest probability for me to get from here to there, and I'm going to take one step right now. Take that step, and the first step to not take is nothing. So go figure out what that step is, take it, and keep me posted. I look forward to chatting with you soon. Make today great. Bye for now.